A63, number 26A.
Before we start with the next assignment, I would like first, exercise, I would like first to discuss the assignment for next year for syllabus class 4, so that afterwards we can dispose of our time the way we like. What is the main idea of next year's syllabus class? Well, we have seen the first syllabus was first to learn to know what the terms, the seven synonymous terms, mean. And the second, we have seen that we have to learn how to blend these ideas of the seven synonymous terms. Then, this year we have started by bringing in a new category than the seven, namely the four side of the holy city. And we spent the whole week on the word, so that next year we spend the week on the other three sides of the holy city, namely on the Christ, Christianity, and science. So that we will see how the seven synonymous terms operate when they are in the category of the Christ, therefore quite different than if they are in the category of the Word, the creative law. When we have the Christ, there is no more a law of creativity under consideration, because the Christ is that which comes from God direct to man. It is, so to say, the descent of the Holy Ghost. And therefore, the seven synonymous terms are arranged in a different order. You know that they are arranged in the Christ order, namely in the order as we have them on page 115 in the textbook. And so we'll take that Christ order and consider what are the place values of the seven synonymous term when they have this quite different office, the office of the Christ. This gives us also an opportunity to consider more closely the two translations, the translation of Immortal Mind and the scientific translation of Mortal Mind, as given on page 115 and 116. I would like you to spend enough time on those two translations, really to get the inner meaning of what these two translations mean, what their purpose is, so that we have a good concept of them. It is a subject that must really be mastered properly, or else it seems that we always get into difficulty afterwards. So that subject will be a main subject. It may take us perhaps a whole day, I don't know. It's difficult to say in advance. So together with the order of the Christ, order, the seven synonymous term, which I would like you also to give good consideration, namely to ask yourself, how do these seven synonymous term operate in the Christ order? What is its meaning? What are the place value of each of the seven synonymous terms? What is their place value when you consider them from the absolute standpoint? What is the place value when you consider them from the relative standpoint? This is absolutely necessary in order to feel the Christ impact. We can also naturally take the whole concept of the Christ, what the Christ means, what the Christ idea is. And in this way, the little booklet on the Christ idea may be a help. I give afterwards, I give you the study material that is of help. It is always difficult to talk about these orders without having somehow a very concrete text on which one can exercise these orders. For the Christ translation, I would like you to make a good study of the Paul's epistles to the Romans. Paul's epistles to the Romans is written in the Christ order. And I have felt, when I have been considering the whole Bible and the textbook, that I felt the Romans gives one the clearest sense, the most outspoken sense of the different place values of the Christ order. He gives his message of the Christ, of the new tidings that he is proclaiming, saying, look here, the time of the law is over, the time of the word is over. Look here, something new has happened. It's the Christ. And in explaining that Christ to the Romans, he uses that Christ order. So we may spend a day or two, perhaps it takes 2 days, to discuss the Christ order. You have a very explicit presentation of Romans in my book, The Epistles in the Light of Christian Science. It gives there the layout not only of the seven, but also the 7 by 7, but in the Christ translation order. That means if we consider the first and second translation on page 115-16, we see a very interesting phenomena, namely that the Christ translation starts with the Christ order, principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind, and ends with the third degree in the word order. We have to see why this is so, what is the practical implication, and we will see that Romans is laid out that way, that Romans gives first the great tone of principle, but explains it through the word order in the subtones, shows how the impact of principle brings forth the third degree, just as those two translations show it, so that principle expresses itself as first as mind, then as spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Then he goes on and takes up the subject of life, the fatherhood of life, of God, and shows it as mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Then he goes and changes the whole subject to the point of truth, and shows truth, how it operates as mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And so love, and then afterwards soul and spirit and mind, always showing that the outcome of it is the third degree, that the outcome of it is that what the Christ wants to achieve in the human is to bring out in the human the creative development of the true idea. So that we have as a main accent always the impact from above, the impact from God to the human, bringing out in the human what? The creative law of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. It's quite an interesting aspect of the orders. Actually, a very practical aspect of the orders. Because what do we want to achieve if we give a treatment or so? We want that the patient is healed. What does it mean that the patient is healed, that step by step error yields from his life, which would be the word order, the ascending word order, but the question is from which is the authority that makes error yield? And there you will feel, well, that authority must be from above, must be from the Christ itself, and therefore the impact is the Christ order. The effect of it is always the word order. So I would like you, like with the story of David, to make a good study of Romans. And when I say a good study of Romans, I don't mean that you look up every word in the concordances and in the Bible concordances and turn over every word and every little incident, but much more to hear the flow, to hear the impact, to hear really that Christ order. That Christ order is not just a mental concept that you can establish and remember and say, oh yes, first comes principle and then life and then truth and then I know afterwards comes love and after love comes soul and then spirit and mind. No, that you feel that you are really living and moving under that terrific impact of the Christ order constantly going on within one's life. It really can become a real feel of life and not just a concept of life. And this would be very important, and I think because Romans gives you pictures, incidents, illustrations of all these tones, one can catch the tonality of it much better than if we just would talk about it in abstract ideas, which we will do too. So, in my book on the epistles, you have a clear layout of the main tones and the subtones. Those who have time naturally can see that they can also culture their consciousness with other epistles. Quite a few epistles that Paul has written are written in the Christ order, and therefore you can also culture your thought on these other epistles, just always to get a terrific feel that you are like standing under a waterfall, you see, and you just duck yourself like this, and you just feel how the grace of God is coming down on you and just flooding your life and sweeping away everything that does not belong to us. This is the sense that you get first, that sense that principle, life, truth, and love is that pouring down on you, and you duck yourself like this, and when it comes to soul, spirit, mind, you feel everything is taken away from you, you know, all the dirt and all what does not belong to you is just taken away until you stand at the point of mind, as the manifestation of mind, there, clear and in your right mind. Yes. So, the first step is always to struggle with the terms, with the words, with the verses, with the letter. And when you have seen the layout, then try to walk around with that concept so that it doesn't leave you over the days and weeks, and you culture it so that becomes again tone, so that you get the tonality of the Christ translation, and little by little becomes your consciousness, it consciousness building. So you see, we always go through that B1, B2, A1, A2, A3, A4, huh? The concept building, tonality building, consciousness building, being building. This is a general method for every study. And it would be nice if you would do that and would come back next year with a terrific Christ power sense, that you would just come in like a bulldozer and just everything will flatten out that tries to stand in your way. Yes. Actually, we take also the Christ order then together and consider the Christ order that you find in the textbook, in the glossary. There again, we will have to see what are the place values of the synonymous term, that they are not the same as in the word order or in the Christ order, that when we come to principle or to mind or soul, that they have different values and characteristics than these synonyms gather when we consider them in other orders. So get the flow of Christianity. Always what we have to do is what we said with the word. First we have to say, what is the purpose of the word, and keep that pedal note. So it is with the Christ order. What is the Christ order? It is that sense that God comes to us. So keep that pedal note, that every synonymous term in it must have that sense, God coming to me. God coming to me as an impact from God to me. I keep that pedal note of the Christ. When you come to Christianity, which is the realm of ideas, the full reflection of the ideas, always keep that pedal note of Christianity, namely the full reflection of an idea. What is the full reflection of an idea? How do we establish the full reflection of an idea? What is really each idea when that idea is an idea in God? And in this way you keep the pedal note of Christianity. There again we will consider how that Christianity sends, expresses itself from the divine standpoint, and what it means when we consider it from the human standpoint. Again, there are different place values, and so little by little we can see that all our ideas which we know of the seven synonymous term begin to fall into place somewhere in the categories of the four. The same we'll do with the science order, the candlestick order. There too we'll consider what is being, and we consider the beingness of being. That's the place value of science. We have the word is the seeking, the Christ is the finding, the Christianity is the using, and science is the beingness. So what is the place value of these seven synonymous terms when they are no more showing us a process but a state of beingness? Because in science you can't say that the five follows the four. They have just different values. They have a place value. They are no more in a sequence, in an ascending sequence, and therefore those seven synonymous terms in the science order again have different characteristics, different place values. And so again, think them out. It's asking a lot. I don't have a good example, a practical example for the science order that is short enough to lend itself as a preparatory work. See, the science order, for instance, is explained through the whole Gospel of John, but that's taking too much. We rather like to take something and do something properly than to take a lot and not do anything properly. So the study material that you have at your disposition is therefore a bit restricted in a way, restricted that the written word is a bit restricted, not the spoken word. Insofar as it is the written word, you can see that you can take for all the four orders the level book, for instance. In the level book, you get an introduction first what the four sides of the holy city is, what the four sides mean, what word, Christ, Christianity, and science means. And that is in the level book on page 109 to 117. Restricted to the level of Christian science. We don't want to take the higher levels, but the word, Christ, Christianity, and science on the level of Christian science. We have a short explanation of 109, 117. It's actually not many pages. It's just an assignment for 2 or 3 days, but not for a year. Then we have the orders. The word order, Christ order, Christianity order, science order, on page 169. But we have done the word order this year up to the page 187. That's all about the word order, but it's good to go over that again because I'm dealing there with a few aspects that we have not been dealing yet in the word order, which we have to do next year because they apply also to the other order. So it's still good if you study those pages again. And then the other orders, the Christ, Christianity, and Science order, is explained very shortly on page 187 to page 198. We will give you that later on in the autumn or so, again on a written assignment so that you have it. But until you get it, it's good to know that. Also, various aspects of what we are taking, especially as the question of Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science, is also dealt with in Joel Chesson's second book, The Physical, the Mental, the Spiritual. Perhaps you look up various aspects of that book where she deals with the four orders or with the four sides of the Holy City. It's also very short. It all helps. But really the real message that we want to discuss is on tapes. And I have never had the time, I wish I would have had the time to publish some of those talks on the orders. I would say that the best one I have ever given on the orders, though we have afterwards to put it up to present-day understanding, are the New York verticals. It's the D4. D like Dora. D4. That's a code number. And we call them the New York verticals. It's when I went to New York for 3 or 4 times and presented each time the vertical of the word going right through the levels from divine science, absolute Christian science to Christian science. Then another time I did take the Christ. There are 4 cassettes on the Christ. 4 cassettes on the Christianity, 4 cassettes on science. They are from the year 1971-72, and therefore we will be able next year, after so many years, to polish them up and refine that presentation a bit. But I would feel that that 90-95% of those tapes are still very good. And if you can make a study of those, I think you would have a terrific preparation. So This is, I think, one of the best preparations. Naturally, these tapes also take into consideration the levels of absolute Christian Science and divine science. So that would not be the assignment for next year, but it will be already then a help for the year afterwards, if I go on, that where we would take the levels, so that you would already have the tapes for the year 1981. But the most part of those tapes are on the orders, on the Christ order, Christianity order, and science order. And especially as we don't have anything very explicit on the Christianity and science order, I think those tapes give a good ground for study. I have also been dealing with these orders in connection with the laws of being. That was the summer school 1973 in New York. That was that long, long, terrific summer school that stands out like a mountain peak. We were working as never before. We did 39 hours in 1 week at that time. I don't know how the students survived, but they still survived. And also there, dispersed over those whole talks are naturally explanation of the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science in their order. They too would be necessary later on for 1981, because they show also the laws of interdependence between the levels, something which we'll do perhaps in 2 years. So this would be the assignment. I think I said everything I can say at this moment.